House, please come to order. Would the clerk please note those members present? The invocation today will be by Madam Minority Leader. Members, please rise.
Madam Speaker, the prayer I'm going to read was issued as a proclamation by President Lincoln on April 30th, 1863. We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It behooves us then to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, and to pray for clemency and forgiveness. Amen. To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Minority Leader.
Thank you. In the Taylor Gallery, I would like to introduce a freshman at Juno Douglas High School. Her name is Melinda Wilcox. She is a winner of the Math Counts competition. Please help me welcome her.
Additional guests? Being none, we're going to move right along here. Messages from the governor.
Messages dated May 12th, stating the governor has signed the following bills and is transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Conference CS for House Bill 69, Chapter Number 41, SLA 1994, and CS for House Bill 453, Finance, Chapter Number 42, SLA 1994. Message dated May 10th, stating the under the authority of Article 2, Section 15 of the Alaska Constitution, the governor has vetoed the following bill, House CS for CS for Senate Bill 141, Finance, an act relating to workers' compensation coverage for certain high school students in uncompensated work-study programs. I have no further messages from the governor, Madam Speaker.
Messages from the other body.
Messages dated May 10th, stating the Senate has passed and returned House Joint Resolution Number 47, amended House Joint Resolution Number 64, House Bill 324, House Bill 394, CS for House Bill 447, Finance, CS for House Bill 412, Hess, amended House Bill 510, House Bill Number 445, amended CS for House Bill 517, Jude, House Bill Number 548, message dated May 11th, stating the Senate has passed CS for House Bill Number 454, Finance. Message dated May 13th, stating the Senate has passed House Concurrent Resolution Number 39. Message dated May 10th, stating the Senate has failed the following and they are returned. House Joint Resolution Number 11, failed Senate. House Bill 372, failed Senate. Senate CS for CS for House Bill 459, Jude M.S., failed Senate. Message dated May 11th, stating the Senate has passed CS for House Bill 201, Finance, amended with the following amendments. Senate CS for CS for House Bill 201, Finance, an act relating to the Mental Health Land Trust and the Mental Health Land Trust litigation Wise versus State, 4FA 822208, Civil, and amending and repealing other laws relating to mental health institutions, programs, and services that are affected by Chapter 66, SLA 1991, and providing for an effective date and its return for consideration. Message dated May 11th, stating the Senate has passed CS for House Bill 371, Finance, amended with the following amendment. Senate CS for House Bill 371, Finance, an act making appropriations to capitalize the Mental Health Trust Fund from the balance of the Mental Health Trust Income Account on June 30, 1995, Mental Health Trust Income of the Department of Natural Resources in the General Fund, proceeds from the sale of Department of Natural Resources Land Sale Contract Portfolio and Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund, making an appropriation from the Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund under Article 9, Section 17C, Constitution of the State of Alaska, and providing for an effective date. Title change authorized by Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 23. It is returned for consideration. Message dated May 13th, stating Pursuant to normal operating procedures, the Senate returned Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 370, an act making appropriations for the operating and loan program expenses of state government and capitalized funds, making appropriations under Article 9, Section 17C, Constitution of the State of Alaska from the Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund, and providing for an effective date. Message date dated May 11th, stating the Senate has rescinded its previous action in failing to adopt the Conference Committee report with limited powers of free conference on Senate CS for House Joint Resolution 43 Jude and CS for House Joint Resolution 43 Finance, thus adopting Conference Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 43, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the rights of victims of crimes and to criminal administration. Message dated May 11th, stating the Senate has adopted the report of Conference Committee with limited powers of free conference on CS for House Bill 254, Jude Am, Court Rule Failed, and Senate CS for House Bill 254, Rules MS, thus adopting Conference CS for House Bill 254, an act relating to open meetings of governmental bodies and providing for an effective date. Message dated May 11th, stating the Senate has passed the following for consideration. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 23, suspending Uniform Rules 24C, 35, 41B, and 42E of the Alaska State Legislature concerning House Bill Number 371, making appropriations to the Mental Health Trust Fund. I have no further messages from the other body, Madam Speaker. From the Division of Legislative Audit, we received the audit from the Department of Revenue, Department of Natural Resources, Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund, April 25th, 1994. I have no further communications, Madam Speaker.
There's no reports of standing committees?
There are no reports of standing committees.
No reports of special committees?
No special committee reports.
Introduction of citations and resolutions?
There are no citations or resolutions.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills?
There are no new bills.
Announcements? Madam Majority Leader?
Isn't here. I'd just like to announce that the committee work on House Bill or Senate Bill 377 will continue at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Additional announcements? Special orders? Representative Navarre? Excuse me.
I have
unfinished business.
Madam Speaker, Representative Brown, who was previously excused from a call of the House on Thursday, May 26th through Friday, May 27th, amends her departure time to Friday, May 20th through June 30th.
Additional unfinished business. Madam Minority Leader.
Well, just an inquiry on the point in terms of excused absences. Depending upon how long this session may last, Madam Speaker, I may want to put in an excused absence. Would you be willing to hazard a guess as to how long we're going to be here?
I always prefer not to hazard a guess as it relates to the end of the session. Madam Majority Leader, adjournment.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent. The House stand in adjournment until 2 p.m. Sunday, May 15th.
We adjourn.